first read the ordinance to adopt the City of Dunwoody budget policy. Chris, is that you too?
Yeah, that's Chris tonight.
Okay.
Do you want to do the read?
Yes, just an ordinance to adopt the policy relating to the budget, the budgetary process as a component of the financial management program for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to provide for guidance in administering the policy and for other purposes.
Sorry, Sharon,
That's okay. Got it, yeah.
Skipped you there, and thanks for stepping in there and correcting me.
The city charter actually requires to adopt by ordinance the budget policy. I've looked at some of the neighboring municipalities and what some of their budget policies are, as well as some that I've had in past experiences, and come up with what I feel properly reflects our charter, our current practices, and state law. And what's provided for you this evening is a draft of the ordinance as well as the budget policy, and I would like to get some feedback as to what you would like to see different or any modifications, edits that you would like to look for prior to the adoption of the ordinance next week.
Okay.
Chris, I've got two suggestions, and they're both on the memorandum. They're not on the policy itself. The first is that under step one, on the first page there, that doesn't agree with what's in the policy. What's in the policy says that the city manager does it with consultation with the mayor. And in the first sentence here, it just says the city manager does it. You might get those to sync up. Okay? I mean, use the same wording in both places. And the other is, in the next paragraph, there's a reference to Board of Commissioners. And I think we are the City Council.
And on the second
paragraph? Same page. Oh, there may be another.
I just see that.
Do a search on Board of Commissioners and check that to the City Council. On the call at once, but that's it. Otherwise, very nicely done. I thought it was very comprehensive. It's looks good.
One edit I received off with an email was on page 107, section 1, the second paragraph there. The city's goal will be to adopt operating budgets where current revenues equal or exceed anticipated expenditures. I will make that change for the next week. And I've got a handful of material tonight, so bear with me while I put my hands on my notes again. And another issue was clarifying some terminology in here. Throughout the document, you'll see the terms working capital, contingency, and reserve. And there was some confusion as to whether that was the same term, just with three different titles, or if they meant different things. They are different things, and I found one case where the wrong term was used. Contingency is a budgeted expense item. You don't know what it is, but you know it's coming. And you will budget for that on an annual basis, or for construction projects, even if the project itself will have a contingency. Working capital is kind of what you refer to as your fund balance. And, you know, when you say growing your reserves, from a budgetary policy standpoint, you really mean growing your working capital. Reserve has a very specific accounting definition where you're actually earmarking funds for a particular purpose. And that, regardless of what that may be, it could be to purchase land or to account for retirement cost or something along those nature, but it's actually dedicated. So I will make sure the document next week is consistently applying those terms where they need to be. There was a question regarding one of the paragraphs that talked about building up the working capital balance to around a four-month total. That was on page 3, paragraph F. And the question was, how soon do we need to get to that point? And it's really a balance of what your current needs are and what you anticipate you may need to have that reserve for your working capital built up over time. There's no specific or legal requirement, but I would say for our city, probably a 4 to 5 year time frame would be a good goal to shoot toward getting to that point. If you try to get it too fast, you're going to cut your current year needs short and not address them properly. If you take too long to get there, then you run the risk of something disastrous happening and needing to get that money before it's there. So just a balancing act. And the last question, which I will clarify in the budget, but there was a question about what are our operating funds, and those are actually listed on page 1, paragraph C, items 1 through 5. Those are our operating funds as I currently know them to exist. An example of a non-operating fund would be like an internal agency fund. Some departments have like an office supply pool or fiduciary fund or something of that nature where you wouldn't actually establish a budget for it, where these are budgeted operating funds.
Thank you, Chris, for clarifying. Our only purpose of that was just to clarify in the document that this was operating funds. Anybody else here? Capital improvement plan, is there a timeline on that? I didn't see anything in the charter that said that. Robert, is there something?
There isn't. We talked at great length about whether or not, when we were writing the charter, we specified timelines for the operating budget, and they're very tight. And we talked at great length over several evenings about whether we wanted to do the same thing for capital, and we didn't get consensus, so we left it out. So there is no statutory timeline for when you put your capital budget together and when it gets approved and when you switch back. That's entirely up to us.
My past experience is a good time to do your capital budget is very early in the budget process. When you first start talking with the directors and council members about what you want down the road, not just for the next year, but for the next 5 years. And you start that. So in theory, let's say like the May or June timeframe is when you would revisit your and look at those long-term plans. But in all honesty, the capital improvement program will be an active document that will change throughout the course. So for different departments, say for example, Public Works will have their capital improvement program, IT will have theirs, and you marry them all together into a formal budgetary document.
In that formal document, there'll be a total down here, but there'll be certain amounts earmarked to add up to that total. Is that correct?
Not only to get to that total as far as the expenditures goes, but where you anticipate the revenues to come from, whether it be operating funds or bonds or what have you.
What is your recommendation I would think sooner rather than later, but I'm just thinking that this is something that we ought to be starting to work on.
I would like to see our first one completed in 2010 as we gear up for the 2011 budget. Right now we know 2010 is going to be hopefully the last of our really tight years until we start getting a stable revenue stream. And at that point is when you really start looking at some of your long-term capital needs. So my personal recommendation would be to shoot for that with the upcoming budget year.
John, Warren, when is our transportation plan coming into effect? When are we doing that evaluation?
He just
slipped
out.
Smart guy.
I know we were waiting on trying to get going with the transportation plan until the comp plan was finished and the laser truck. Laser truck's been running around the past weeks.
I saw it.
Yep.
No, it went pretty fast.
We have a lot of eyewitnesses, though. And then the comprehensive plan, which will end toward the end of the year, beginning of next year, and then we budgeted for the transportation plan for next year, so it'll be first quarter of next year, is my assumption, in time to put together the 2011 budget.
So we should have the transportation plan done, and then we can do the public works budget.
Yeah, for 2011,
right.
We'll definitely be done in time, because we're going to start this probably July. We'll start this process. So.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions on the budget policy? Again, good job, Chris. Thanks to you and your staff for doing the work on that.
Okay, Chair, I will not jump out in front of you here. F3, please.